Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with us this morning is Damien O'Mara.
Rachel, good morning to you. Manchester United sit bottom of Group A of the Champions League this morning without a point from their opening two games after a 3-2 defeat to Galatasaray at Old Trafford last night. United twice led the match and were pegged back. They also had Casemiro sent off in the 77th minute of the game with it tied to all. Bayern Munich topped the group this morning with 6 points after beating FC Copenhagen 2-1 in Denmark. United have now lost 7 of their last 14 home Champions League games. Their manager is Erik ten Hag.
I think we were twice up and we are controlling the game. And then, yeah, some fundamental errors we make, we normally wouldn't have in the game. And you can't allow them in this level. You get punished for it. This is difficult to control, but yeah, so we are all together. We are in this. And yeah, and it's not only one making such an error. It's as a team, we make such errors, and so you don't win the game, and which was totally unnecessary because, as I said, we were twice up, so you are in control of the game, and then you don't expect this outcome.
Arsenal also lost last night. They were beaten 2-1 in France by Lens in Group B, having taken the early lead there. That defeat appears to have come at a cost, with Bukayo Saka forced off injured in the first half of the game. Arsenal host Manchester City in the Premier League on Sunday. PSV Eindhoven and Sevilla played out a 2-2 draw. Arsenal second to Lens in the table this morning, 1 point adrift, and plenty of lessons to be learned for them, according to midfielder Declan Rice.
I think we totally dominated and controlled the match, and they're not an easy opponent, Lens. You know, they go man for man all over the pitch, and you know they're constantly pressing you, trying to win the ball back high, and you know we had to be on it in terms of our rotations, and we got out really well, but it was just that final bit that was lacking tonight. You know, they defended very well, credit to them. Some of their centre backs had some amazing performances, but look, I think it's good for us. You know, look, we've lost, but we can learn a lot from tonight, and we can go again.
The game of the night saw Real Madrid beat Napoli 3-2 in Naples in Group C. Tonight sees Celtic host Lazio. Newcastle are at home to Paris Saint-Germain. Manchester City are away to RB Leipzig. Burnley last night secured their first win of the Premier League season, beating fellow newly promoted Luton 2-1. Josh Cullen and Chidoze Ogbene played the full 90 minutes on opposing sides there. And the English Premier League last night released the audio of the interaction between match officials, which resulted in VAR incorrectly ruling out a Liverpool goal for Luis Diaz against Spurs for offside in Liverpool's 2-1 defeat between the sides on Saturday. In the recording, the VAR official Darren English is heard swearing twice when he realises that he had mistakenly ruled out the goal, believing instead that he was confirming the referee's on-field decision to award it. The recording, which we'll hear in the next hour, reveals that it was the technician in charge of playing the replay who spots the mistake and not actually one of the trained match officials. They were then unable to inform the referee of the mistake because he had already restarted play. PGMOL, the body which employs match officials, have put the mistake down to a lapse of concentration and a loss of focus. They've now vowed to implement a new, clearer means of communication.
More so on the goal that. Still won't be awarded, though.
No, it's done and dusted.
That's it.
Like, but we'll play it in the next hour. It's chaos. But anyway, Ireland, incidentally, have reported a clean bill of health in advance of Saturday's final Rugby World Cup Pool B game against Scotland in Paris. Ireland currently top that pool ahead of South Africa and Scotland. All three teams could still progress to the knockout stages based on results this weekend. Cork's Alan Cadigan last night announced his intercounty retirement at the age of 30, best known as a hurler. He made his senior debut back in 2014, winning 2 Munster championships. He featured in the 2021 All-Ireland final defeat to Limerick. He also represented the county in football at minor, under 20 and senior level. Fergal O'Brien faces China's Ji Hao Si later in the first round of Snooker's English Open. It's the fourth ranking event of the season. Mark Allen yesterday beat Wu Yeez and will play Matthew Selt in the second round tonight. And there's racing at home today, and Navin, the first of 8, is away from 125.